I think what you can expect is several hundred U.S. troops being sent over there in a training capacity to the various sites that are still being established and prepared. I think you'll start to see orders for some of those troops over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Some could be given orders very soon, perhaps as soon as within the next week or so. But they'll flow in, I think, over the next 4 to 6 weeks. I'm hesitant to give an exact number on that because I think some of the sourcing solutions are still being worked out. But several hundred is about the right range. And they'll be spread out accordingly, apportioned to the different sites. Again, it'll depend on the requirements and the site preparations. There will also be, in addition to, back to the U.S. side, in addition to the several hundred trainers that we think we'll need to provide to this effort, I think you can expect to see there'll be additional U.S. service members going in a support capacity, in what we traditionally call enablers, but that kind of thing. So I don't know. Again, some of these sourcing solutions are still being worked. No orders have been cut as we sit here today, so I can't get into any specifics just now. There has been no active recruiting yet. That said, they are working with the Syrian moderate opposition leadership to identify potential Syrian moderate groups from which recruiting could occur, but no recruiting has actually yet started. No trainees have been identified and enrolled in this program just yet.